You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the complex world of enterprise identity, securing legacy web apps at scale can be daunting. Strata Identity makes it simple. With Strata, you can effortlessly integrate non-standard apps with any identity service, like MFA or SSO, with zero coding and zero hassle. Designed by identity architects for identity architects, Strata works with every vendor, standard, and app architecture. This means your apps can now speak modern protocols and integrate seamlessly with your chosen identity services. From securing on-prem web apps to migrating away from outdated identity providers or consolidating them, Strata helps you keep your complex access policies as you modernize your identity infrastructure and get rid of technical debt. Join leading organizations like 3M, Dallas County, and CIBC in securing your apps with Strata. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your identity security priorities, and receive a complimentary pair of AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Connect today at strata.io/cyberwire.
No word yet on how ISIS terrorists coordinated this morning's bombings in Brussels. Anonymous intervenes again in U.S. presidential campaigns, this time against Senator Cruz. Apple issues multiple patches. The Department of Justice has told the magistrate, thanks very much, but we don't need Apple's help to crack the San Bernardino jihadist iPhone. And we talk about the Apple FBI case with Johns Hopkins University's Joe Kerrigan. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Tuesday, March 22, 2016. Three bombs hit targets in Brussels, Belgium this morning, one in a metro station, the other two in the airport. One of the airport bombings was a suicide attack. At least 34 victims were killed and an additional 170 people are reported wounded. Many ISIS-linked accounts on social media have praised the massacres, and thus they seem to serve as an inspiration for jihad. What will be coming is worse, says one tweet widely circulated among jihadist adherents. So far, there have been no credible claims of direct responsibility. The attacks appear to have been coordinated, but how coordination and control were achieved remains unknown. The metro station attacked is near a core European Union facility. The bombs at the airport were detonated near airline ticket counters and a coffee shop. As the investigation proceeds, security services will be looking closely at ISIS-sympathizing chatter and for signs of coordination by phone and internet. That said, it's worth recalling the many low-tech, even no-tech means of coordination available to terrorists. Returning to the U.S., there have been developments in the case of the jihadist massacre in San Bernardino. The Department of Justice yesterday asked the federal magistrate presiding over its All Writs Act demand that Apple help unlock the iPhone used by one of the shooters to cancel today's hearing. The FBI says it believes it now has a way of accessing the phone that won't require Apple's production of what the company has been calling government OS. The government said, quote, "On Sunday, March 20th, 2016, an outside party demonstrated to the FBI a possible method for unlocking Farouk's iPhone. Testing is required to determine whether it is a viable method that will not compromise data on Farouk's iPhone." End quote. How the FBI may think it can get into the iPhone has not been revealed, nor has the identity of that outside third party. U.S. Magistrate Sherry Pim agreed to cancel the hearing and temporarily rescinded the earlier order to Apple that required it to render assistance. She's told the Justice Department to get back to her by April 5th. Public, especially industry, reaction to the case has continued to run largely in Apple's favor. We spoke with the Johns Hopkins University's Joe Kerrigan about the issues in the case. We'll hear from him after the break. Senators Burr and Feinstein, respectively chair and ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, have circulated a draft of legislation that would address encrypted systems when they become of interest in law enforcement investigations. Their proposed bill would give federal judges power to compel companies to help law enforcement officials gain access to encrypted data, but without specifying how that might be done. Penalties for noncompliance are left up to the judges issuing the order to render assistance. Observers conclude that, for all its failure to gain traction with the public, and especially with industry, the Justice Department's contention that terrorists and criminals will soon be able to evade detection by going dark is finding an increasingly sympathetic audience in Congress. Ongoing concerns about jihadist threats are also lending urgency to counter-messaging information operations and official programs designed to preempt radicalization. The FBI's Don't Be a Puppet video and curriculum campaign is directed at teenagers, high schoolers, and middle schoolers, and is foreseeably drawing civil libertarians ire. The State Department is in the process of standing up its Global Engagement Center. The center's intention is to shift focus on countering violent extremist messaging away from direct messaging and toward a growing emphasis on empowering and enabling partners, both government and non-government across the globe, quote, for nominally more collaborative and thus presumably more credible messaging, end quote. Apple has issued a number of patches and upgrades to the security of its products. One of them closes a flaw in iOS messaging encryption. This is not apparently the flaw the FBI thinks it can exploit to gain access to the San Bernardino iPhone. Anonymous turns from presidential candidate Trump to presidential candidate Cruz, telling the Texas senator to get out of the race or else. What else is the threatened release by the Hacktivist Collective of what the man in the Guy Fawkes mask says is evidence of shameful conduct. Ransomware remains a growing problem, but Recorded Future offers some qualified good news. Applying one Microsoft Silverlight and three Adobe Flash Player patches can substantially blunt many users' vulnerability to drive-by ransomware infections. In industry news, Goldman Sachs initiates coverage of a number of cyber stocks with a moderately bullish take on the sector. More money managers are taking out cyber insurance policies to transfer risk, but Fitch Ratings warns insurance companies that they should think hard about loading up on cyber risk. They've probably already got some exposure to that risk in other policies, and there's still too much uncertainty surrounding cyber risk underwriting, however attractive the premiums may be. Finally, we note with respect the passing of a Silicon Valley giant. Longtime Intel leader Andy Grove died yesterday at the age of 79. Our condolences to his family, friends, and colleagues, and our thanks for his contributions to our industry and society.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
Joe Kerrigan joins me again. He's from the Johns Hopkins University Information Security Institute, one of our academic and research partners. Joe, there's continuing intrigue with the Apple versus FBI case. Today, the FBI saying they don't think they need Apple's help in unlocking the phone. I'm curious, what's your take on the case overall?
I am conflicted. I don't know how I feel about it. I haven't reached a definitive conclusion about it yet. On one hand, I absolutely agree with Apple that there's a real chance that the FBI is looking for a way to break the encryption system. And there was an article in The Guardian, I think last week, that even where the director of the FBI even admitted as much, that this would set a legal precedent. I'm not sure how happy I am with the FBI trying to compel Apple to develop software that breaks this for them. I don't think that's a good precedent to set. But at the same point in time, I kind of think I want to know, and the vast majority of, well, not the vast majority, but a majority of Americans, I think, want to know if these people who committed this act were associated with anybody else that might be like-minded enough to commit another act of this nature.
And to be clear, I mean, Apple has been cooperative with law enforcement in the past. When they've been presented with warrants, they've turned over the information that they've been able to turn over.
Correct. Yeah. As have most of the ISPs and phone companies. They turn over what they can turn over. That's right. But the difference here is that Apple is being asked to actively defeat encryption that they've included on the devices.
Encryption, which is completely legal.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And protects anybody that has an Apple phone. So my real concern is, if the FBI were able to break or the U.S. government, whatever, any organization or any foreign government, any government entity, or even any non-government entity that might have sufficient enough resources, if the encryption could be broken, what does that do to the rest of the universe of iPhone users? How does that impact them? And my guess is that it impacts them very adversely.
Police can serve warrants. They can search your home. They can search your possessions.
And absolutely.
So at the core of the question, I think, is it okay for encryption to empower us to have things that cannot be unlocked?
Well, that's an ethical question or a moral question. I like to think that it does. You know, I like the idea of being secure in my papers, as the Fourth Amendment says, right? It's secure in my property and papers.
Joe Kerrigan, thanks again for joining us.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com. And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the darknet, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.